All right. So now, please, if you can, elaborate on mentality. What the player does when they lose the ball, how they react when they lose the ball, how they react when a teammate makes a mistake, how they compete, stuff like that. Elaborate on that.
Well, the mentality, right? I was blessed to play this game at the highest level. I was blessed to have good coaches. I was blessed to have extremely good teammates, great support from my family. There in Montreal, you know, Tony, I grew up playing the game in beautiful Montreal, with St. Leonard. And, the Italians, that's where I learned the game, from the Italians. And I'm so proud of that. They took me in as if I were their own. And what I gained from that at a very young age was that your 95% of this is mental. You can have all of the talent in the world. You can be fast, strong, technical, but if you're not mentally strong, you're gonna be passed by easily. So what we talk about, you just mentioned it. Okay, what happens when you lose the game? When you lose a ball? How do you react to that? It's all mental. If you have fear when you're on the field and you play with fear, you're gonna make mistakes. I believe there are two forces in this world, love and fear. So if you love the game, you're going to have a passion for the game, and you're going to have confidence within yourself. You're going to know from day one that you're going to make mistakes, and it's what you do right after you make that mistake that defines you as a player. That's mental. So if you're weak mentally, when you make that mistake, all of a sudden you're hanging your head, feeling sorry for yourself, and also you start pointing fingers, because that's what fear does, right? It's not me, it's them, oh, that person. So all kinds of negative things come into your head. But when you have love and passion for the game, and your mentality is, hey, listen, I'm good, I can play this game, but I'm going to make mistakes, and my teammates are going to make mistakes. How do I react to that? What do I do to make my teammate a better player? How do I encourage him and make him trust me, and vice versa? So the encouragement, the positive vibes, yes, you can get upset, and you can get a little animated at the heat of the moment. You know this, Tony. It happens to the best of us. But at the end of the day, if you can tailor that in a positive way, if you can understand that I make mistakes, my teammate makes mistakes, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to make that mistake again. And I'm not going to let my teammate make that mistake again, because I'm going to let him know we believe in you. Come on, we need you. Let's go. You can do this. So that mentality, if we can spread that around with our young, talented players and let them understand that with the right mentality, they can be very, very successful just from that approach, because not the fastest guys are the best players. Not the most skillful guys are the best players in the world. That's the icing on the cake. It's the guys that are mentally tough, that understand the nuances of the game from a mental approach of the game. So that's something that's very, very important for any young player to understand, and even senior players.